You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time right now. I guess top of the trending is the fact that everyone's being warned about the big snow system and cold that's coming through this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, we might not get above single digits. Overnight's well below zero, and we will not climb above the freezing mark until the middle of next week. There's talk of the mountains picking up multiple feet of snow. The one that I was laughing about, there's a model that shows Rabbit Ears Pass with this storm picking up 80 inches. And the forecasters there have had fun pointing out that Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic is 83 inches tall. So they're predicting that we get a Jokic of snow
at
Rabbit Ears Pass.
That's cute.
I mean, that's kind
well done. Well played.
Kind of funny.
Good for them.
Speaking of the Nuggets, they got whooped last night in Salt Lake City, falling to the ridiculously named Jazz. The Avs, however, had a great game at Ball Arena. They shut out the Vegas Golden Knights. This trending report brought to you by Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. With their help, you can give your family a comfortable and healthy home environment that lasts for years. Schedule an estimate today at efficientcomfortco.com. One other quick sports story. Legendary college football coach Nick Saban is retiring after one of the most successful coaching careers in history. He led teams to 7 national championships, 6 of them at Alabama. 6 national championships in 17 years.
So he's pretty good.
Crazy
huh?
good.
That's good.
He lost his most recent game, I should point out, though, in the semifinals a couple of weeks ago to eventual champion Michigan. This dude is 72 years old. He has so many tens of millions of dollars in the bank. At 72, when you got that much money, why take on the hassle of coaching a bunch of 18-year-olds?
Yeah, go right off into the sunset now.
On the heels of that story of the airplane's door falling off, a survey found 14% of people are afraid of flying, and another 28% are at least worried about it. So that's basically 42% of people who are like, they're antsy flyers. You're one of those. You don't like flying.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of flying. Nick Nack isn't either, but there was an incident on a plane once, so that kind of tainted her. But, you know, they did ground all those planes, and they were finding loose bolts like crazy, it sounds like, on some of the doors. That, so
glad that's like 42%. There's 53% of people like me who really enjoy it. The funny part of the survey to me was the 17% who firmly believe it's safer than driving cross-country. You have got to be kidding me. Look at any statistics, and you are monstrously more likely to be killed in a car than you ever will
be in an airplane. Oh, yeah, the stats are the plane's extremely safe. Sadly, I have a relative right now in Sioux Falls that might be passing away, and we're trying to decide if I have to go out there, that if I'm going to fly or drive. I was like, well, it's only a 9-hour drive. Like, I can do that. I'll leave at 3 a.m. and I'd rather drive.
Well, let me throw this in. Speaking of flying, the TSA reported that last year was a record high for intercepting firearms at airport security checkpoints. Last year, more than 6,700 were found. 93% of those were loaded.
At least they're finding them. At least they're catching them.
And not surprisingly, DIA was in the top 10 with 178 guns found by security. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport led the nation with 451 guns that they found.
Why? You should know better. Why are you doing that?
Just
leave them at home.
I'll put that story aside for later. Hey, if you're thinking about getting another dog, I say another one because I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. If you need another one, a vet has come forward and has listed the neediest dog breeds that you can get. These are the ones that tend to have more vet visits. They have health issues. They have more insurance claims and more medical predispositions.
Okay.
And at the top of the list, number one neediest dog breed, the one that you always talk about, Jeremy, is wanting to go get.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Frenchie, the French Bulldog.
The Frenchie, I love me a little Frenchie.
Well, you wouldn't like all the hassle that comes with them.
Oh, I
Neck,
know.
Neck, knee, back problems, heart issues, breathing problems.
Yeah, they're a
mess. They require special grooming products or food.
Yeah, and God forbid if they get pregnant, they can't give natural births either. You gotta do C-sections on those poor dogs. And
is that right?
Yeah, it's something about their hips or something.
I've never heard that before.
Can't do natural births. So
is it because they're not naturally bred that we artificially created them?
Yeah, we created them and didn't plan ahead, I guess. So we want one. I mean, I want one, but first of all, they're $5,000, which no. And then, the health issues.
Bills.
The health issues, if you read about them, it's like, pass. Not good.
It's like my cat is not a natural cat. An exotic short hair. Kind of like Grumpy Cat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those snouts are flat, kind of like a French Bulldog. So Niles the Weirdo has breathing problems, too. Anyway, French Bulldog, number one. Number two, the Chihuahua.
Okay.
Number three, Labs.
Yep, hip issues. We had a lab growing up. Bad hip issues.
Yeah, paw and knee joint issues.
Yeah.
Great Dane number four and the Dachshund number five. Anyway, that's going on. What else you got trending?
I titled this So Long to Short Flavor because the makers of Fruit Stripe Gum have announced that they're discontinuing that gum after an incredible 55-year run. I didn't know it was around that long. I had a bunch of it in the 90s, and I thought that's when it was created. But no, back in 69, apparently. You might remember it. It was all striped. They had a zebra mascot, bright-colored gum, wrappers printed with temporary tattoos, and most well-known for flavor that lasted approximately 35 seconds. By the time you put that gum in your mouth, turned to your friend and said, "Oh, this is good," the flavor was gone. They were different color, the sticks were. There was like a melon, a cherry, a lemon, an orange, peach. And I remember munching on that stuff as a kid growing up. I haven't had it in years.
Same. We used to go and get packs of it as kids, and we thought that we could, because everybody knew about that flavor dissipating like immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We thought if you put like three or four sticks in your mouth at one time, that it would last longer.
No, it doesn't.
It's just then you've then wasted four sticks that all run out in 35 seconds.
Yep. So it's just good for if you want some quick, fresh breath for a few minutes, and then you got to spit the stuff out, because it also turns to concrete in your mouth. It was really hard gum. And as always, when things have limited supply now or discontinued, you can find packs of it on eBay going for crazy prices now. So if you see some of it at Walgreens or something, scoop it up. Try to resell it.
I knew it had been around for a while, but I didn't know they were still making. I thought it went away many years ago.
Same. I just haven't seen it around. I guess if I find a pack, I'll just get some now just to have it for one last time. All right, so if you have to drive through the little town of Morrison anytime soon, heads up. I mean, it's no secret that that small town is known for giving out a large number of speeding tickets. Well, now they're going to be placing two speed radar cameras in that little town to ticket drivers who are not following the posted limit. So now they don't even need officers on duty. They're just going to be snapping pictures of you, and they'll be sending you citations, $40 tickets. And I was reading that they gave out 1,700 speeding citations last year. So if you ever roll through Morrison, there's always a cop sitting there popping people.
Yeah.
And obviously people are speeding through there, so they're making some major bank.
Yeah, they know people want to go get those margs at the Morrison Inn.
Yeah, or go, run the stairs at Red Rocks or something. So you've been warned. I think they're doing a thing where you're going to get like a... Where was it in here? Here it is. There's a 30-day grace period. So now they're just going to issue warnings for 30 days, but the cameras are going to start issuing actual tickets around March 1st. So they're going to start warning people that they're set up. And
so is this like,
and start
so
nailing
this is
you.
Like the photo radar that we're used to in the city of Denver.
Yeah.
So you're going to start getting something in the mail.
Yep. With your nose, that blurry photo of you. All right. So there's a Texas man named Daniel John Valtier, it looks like. And he's a delusional stalker. And he's been arrested outside of Shakira's house. And you know he's a creeper because he's got the three names. Like, John Wayne Gacy, John Wilkes Booth, Wesley Allen Dodd. They all have the three names. I guess he's been stalking Shakira for a while, posting about her obsessively on social media, sending her gifts, wine, toys, a bunch of stuff to her house. And now they got him in court. And if you see the video of this guy, super creeper party of one. He's talking about how she is his wife. He talks to her all the time. They have some video of the judge saying, "I have real concerns right now because this man is seriously delusional." So he bumped up his bail to $100,000 and said, "You got to stay away from Shakira." And obviously, this guy, well, not obviously, but
he's not going to.
He's not going to, and he's hopefully going to end up in jail because it's super creepy. And that's one of those things that you think about when you're a big-time celebrity, you know, these weirdos that roll up on you and just think they're with you, and it's all they think about, and they send you things, and that's creepy, man.
You don't even have to be a big-time celebrity. You can just be on the radio in Denver because I've had the police involved. That memoir of mine comes out, there's a chapter in there called Stalkers.
Did you get any gifts? Anything good?
I will tell you that I did receive things, and it was creepy the way it was done, and the police had to get involved.
Yeah, man, there's some weirdos out there for sure. Okay, so let's talk about love on the heels of that. Australian scientists have discovered what many of us have suspected. Love does actually change your brain. They surveyed a giant handful of young adults who were in love, and they essentially found when you fall in love, your brain starts acting differently because it gets bombarded with oxytocin and dopamine. Of course, right?
Yeah.
And love activates pathways in the brain associated with positive feelings. So, boom, you're getting hit with both of those nonstop. You essentially want to be around your lover all the time because you feel great. You basically get high on love because of all that dopamine. And that's when you start ditching your friends and not showing up to work. And you focus on all these wonderful emotional changes, Dom. So blame it on the dopamine. It is wild.
Hey, we've all
but
been
like,
there, right?
Obvious, right? And I still get it. I still get it with Nick Nack. Like, bombarded, man. Bombarded.
Do you get weak in the knees when
she
comes around?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love her so much. Hey, let me give you a Fat America really quick. Pop your cholesterol meds because Mickey D's is bringing back the double Big Mac for a limited time. It's like a normal Big Mac, but two patties on top and two patties on bottom.
I saw the photo, and I don't know how you can put that in your mouth.
It's four burger patties, you guys.
It's like eating one of those gigantic club sandwiches that stack so high.
Yes.
You've got to open your mouth like
a whale
to get that thing in there.
How do you feel after you eat that? I don't know. Some people dig it. So that's coming back out. Let's do this.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I don't know. It's kind of this weird TikTok thing that's making the rounds this morning where a family discovered a suitcase hidden in a crawl space. As they're renovating, they opened the metal suitcase to find another metal suitcase within that. They opened that one, and a creepy doll was in there strapped down. And now the internet is consumed and convinced that the doll is haunted. They must move immediately. So it is super creepy. Check out the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Not staged at all, I'm sure, Dom. Not staged at all.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seemed a little staged.